you guys. Movie review time once again. This is kind of weird how I came across this one because this is a kind of a random choice. So I'm on Tubi. I check all my streaming platforms, you know, pretty fairly often, like a couple times a week, just so I can write down what all the streaming services have, you know, what's been removed. It's like, you know, what do I want to put on the list, like for the show and stuff like that. So I kept seeing this one, which is called Kathy's Curse. And it's from 1977. And the poster of it, which is pretty awesome, by the way, like I really, really like the black and white with like the bright lime green. It's just like something about it. It's just where you don't see like a lot of bright lime green on posters, I guess. So it really kind of like stood out to me. And I'm pretty sure the title of it and like the imagery of it, I was like, man, that seems so familiar. I feel like I must have seen it on cable or something like that when I was a kid, because some of the images, you know, I didn't really remember what the movie was about or anything like that, but other than it being like a creepy kid movie. But I remembered some of the images like kind of stuck with me. So I feel like I must have seen it when I was a kid. And so it kept... like, it kept, like, tickling the back of my mind. I'm like, man, I should really kind of go and, like, revisit that and see what that's all about because I want to see if I remember anything about it. So I went on Tubi and watched it. And this movie is batshit insane. I did not realize, I didn't remember that, that's for sure. But it's like... this is a movie that is so, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say so bad it's good, but it's like really like melodramatic and it's over the top and it's kind of ridiculous, but it's also kind of awesome. You know what I mean? So this is really like kind of a ridiculous batshit movie. Like the dialogue in it is just so bizarre that it just has to be seen to be believed, but it's super fun though. I mean, there was a lot of like really weird movies like this that came out in the 70s, I feel like. And I don't know if it was like the drugs or I don't know what it was, but it's just like some of the dialogue in these are like so, so weird. And this one just has some fucking weird ass dialogue in it. So basically Kathy's Curse is, it's a Canadian film. It was shot in Montreal. And the director's name is Eddie Matelon, and he's French. And I think most of the crew on this was French as well. I think they came over from France to work on it. And I think this was his first English language film, although I don't know if he made any other ones subsequently. So this was right around the time period, 70s and early 80s, you know, was the era, if you know anything about horror around this time period, you will probably know that there was like a big, like a tax shelter type thing in Canada because they wanted, you know, to get more movies made, you know, for the industry or whatever. And a lot of good movies came out of that. You know, you got Black Christmas, Bob Clark's Black Christmas from 1974, obviously David Cronenberg's early stuff. So there was a lot of good ones in there, but there was also a lot of really, really shitty ones too, which collectively now are known as Canucksploitation, which I think is very, very funny. If you guys see, I really like the movie review channel, Brandon Tenold, and he's Canadian also. And usually every year he'll do one month that's all like Canadian movies and he calls it Canucksploitation. I don't remember if he's done this one or not. I remember he did The Pit, which to me is kind of a similar vibe to this one, because this one, you could tell they were trying to rip off like a lot of the creepy kid movies of the 70s. So, you know, like The Exorcist, Carrie, The Omen. So this has elements of all that kind of stuff. And there's some Audrey Rose in there too, which I thought was a nice touch. But this one seems, I don't know. It's like I said, this is not, it's not a good movie, but it's an entertaining movie because it's so fucking weird. Like, especially the dialogue is just so fucking weird. It's a crazy, crazy movie. So the beginning of this movie is set in the 1940s. And there's this dude named Robert Gimble. And he's, I guess he's like really, really pissed off because his wife has left him and has taken their son, George, with her. But has, for some reason, left their daughter, Laura. So Robert is basically like, all women are bitches, et cetera, et cetera. I think he does actually literally say that. And he gets in the car with Laura and they're driving down the road. It's all snowy and nighttime and whatever. And then like a little bunny rabbit like hops across the road and Laura's like, hey dad, don't hit the bunny rabbit. And then he fucking freaks out and he slips on the road and like the car crashes and burns up and both of them burn up. So like I said, that was very Audrey Rose, like that beginning. So then we skip ahead to the present day, or at least the present day of the movie, which is 1977. So George, the son of the crazy dad, who we didn't see because, like I said, the wife left and then blah, blah, blah. So he comes back to the family home, and now he's got a wife. And he has a daughter named Kathy, who the Wikipedia page says she's supposed to be 8, but she actually looked more like older. I think she looked more like 10 or 11, like to me, but I don't know. It's hard. I don't know how to tell how old kids are, but she looked older than 8 is what I'm saying. So they come back to this house. I guess the wife had had a miscarriage at some point, so, and she's kind of like gone off the deep end a little bit, and she had a nervous breakdown and whatnot. So they come to live in this house, and while Kathy is kind of farting around up in the attic, she finds this really, really creepy doll that looks like it kind of has its eyeballs sewn shut or something like that. And then there's like this really creepy portrait of Laura, who was the little girl who died in the fire, who is her aunt, I guess. Yeah, that'd be her aunt. And it's like this really creepy portrait of it. And she's like super freaked out by it. So long story short, I guess that the ghost of Laura is really mad about something. I don't know if she's punishing. I don't know. It's not really explained. I guess it's really not important. But so I don't know like why the dad isn't haunting the house, just the little girls. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm thinking too much about it. So I guess the ghost of Laura is still in this house and starts to slowly possess Kathy, who I'm assuming is like kind of the same age as Laura was when she died. So I guess Laura just hates the fucking world and is using Kathy as like her instrument of destruction, right? So basically, Kathy, under the possession of Laura, starts doing really, really horrible shit. Like, you know, the neighborhood kids come over and she's like, hey, let's play car accident. And then I'm gonna poke your eyeball out and all this other kind of stuff. I don't think she actually pokes the girl's eyeball out, but she like kind of threatens to. Then she sort of accidentally pushes the nanny out the window, very Omen-like. She kind of makes her mom go even crazier. Cause like I said, her mom wasn't real stable prior to this because of like a miscarriage and she'd had a nervous breakdown and she'd been in a sanatorium or whatever. So she's kind of like, you know, picking at the mom, making her go crazy. And then she kind of does a bunch of other shit too, where, you know, she kills like the groundskeeper's dog. And then she kind of like mind controls him for a while too. Like he's this weird old drunk dude who for some reason, like the family feel perfectly fine, like leaving her with. I don't really get it. It's like so, so weird. But it's like, okay, so there's also like this older lady in there that's like a medium, and she kind of sees, she doesn't see exactly what's going on, but she does kind of see, you know, the car accident and like the fire and all that kind of crap. So the thing about it that's interesting, like I said, it's never explained why Linda in particular, like the little girl that died in the fire back in the 40s, why it was her ghost, like why her ghost was so vengeful in particular, like against members of her own family. I'm not really sure why that was. It's not really that well explained. There's also not a lot of, it's not real clear like what the parameters of her powers are. She can do like poltergeist type shit, you know, like Carrie can do. She can, you know, break statues. She can do all that kind of stuff, like throw dishes around and whatnot. She can do all that. She can also bilocate, which she doesn't actually do until the end, I don't think, where she can just like pop out of existence. She pops back up over there. She can, like I said, she can mind control people because she gets left with, because her dad is George, you know, and he's, you know, one of the big plot points is that he's the hat on this big like construction job or something. So he's like gone all the time. So he doesn't really know what the fuck is going on. And even though like the mom, Vivian, she knows something weird is going on with Kathy, but because she's not real mentally stable, like George doesn't really believe it all that much. So there's that kind of whole tension going on too. And like I said, he's never around. So Kathy at one point gets left with, I guess he's like a groundskeeper, handyman, something like that. He's like this grizzled old dude. So I guess like he gets super, super drunk and fucked up. And then she starts like fucking with him. Like she makes all these like snakes and rats and spiders like appear on him, like real ones. And so he's kind of wigging out about that. And then she kind of mind controls him in this totally bizarre scene where the medium comes back over to the house because she's kind of like, oh, hey, I have something to tell your mom or whatever. Maybe she's like figured out this whole possession jazz. So she comes over there, and then and then Kathy, the little girl, and the groundskeeper, who is kind of like, you know, secondhand possessed, I guess, they just start like berating this poor woman, like calling, get out of here, you old whore. She keeps calling people, Kathy keeps calling people a female cow. I don't know why that was, that she used that like two or three times, which I thought was really funny. You know, just all women are bitches, this and that and the other. So it's almost kind of like she's possessed by the dad, but filtered through the little girl, because it's for real the little girl that's possessing her, because that's like her aunt, because that's who's in the painting and that's whose doll it was. And she's like, you know, she kind of uses the doll like to throw people out windows and break shit and stuff like that. So there's some kind of link. So I guess maybe like the daughter, Laura, back in the 40s had been so fucked up by the dad's assholery that now she's almost kind of like channeling her dad, like at second remove. I don't know. It's just really weird. It's really weird. I think that's probably like the funniest part, because I don't know why, but like kids swearing will never not be funny to me. So just the fucking crazy shit that this little girl says, like to these other people, like I said, like calling women old whores and stuff like that. It's just, and female cows, which I thought was also really funny. So what was that other line that was like super funny about this too? It's like, oh, you're not, she says something like, oh, you're not a medium, more like a rare piece of shit or something like that. It's like, I'm paraphrasing, but that's like kind of similar to what it was. So it's like, she just comes up with these crazy, it's just the fucking dialogue in this is so fucking weird. I just like can't even, I don't know if it was because the crew and the director were all French, and I don't know if it was like something that was lost in translation. I don't know if it was just, I just have no idea, but it's so bizarre that it like turns around and becomes like sort of delightful again. I don't know, it's in some like really amusing way. I don't know, I just found this movie like really, really amusing. And plus it had some kind of creepy shit in it too, because the doll is like legit creepy. You know, the painting is pretty creepy. So like any kind of creepy kid stuff is like pretty good. The special effects in this are really amateurish, let's say that. It's just very, the blood looks pretty much just like real thick tempera paint. It's very bright, but a lot of 70s movies had that, so I'm not gonna like shit on this one in particular for that. There's one point near the end where I guess Kathy is sort of channeling Laura, who was burned to death in the car. And so I guess that she's supposed to look like she's all burned, like all over her face, but it just looks like, I don't know, it looks like just this really lumpy, I don't know, it just looks like a bad Halloween costume. So like a lot of the So there's like a lot of bad shit happens to this, a lot of people die and stuff, but the blood and the gore and stuff just looks so, so fake that it's really, really, I don't know, it's just really, that's another thing that kind of makes this one really funny. So as I said, this isn't a great movie. It's not even a good movie. It's essentially like a ripoff of like a lot of the creepy kid movies of the 70s, like I mentioned, but it's worth watching just for the sheer batshittery of the whole thing. It's like, I could not figure out. I was like, is this movie, like, is it the worst movie ever? Or is it like not? Because the acting in it was kind of like good, but it's like super melodramatic. Like there's one scene where the mom, Vivian, I guess they're like, the cops come after the nanny falls out the window. Because they're doing like an inquest or investigation or whatever. And so I think they hypnotize the mom like to see what she saw, you know what I'm saying? And that scene, I was like, is this either the best acting ever or the worst acting ever? I couldn't decide because it was just like so like over the top and like melodramatic. And it was just, I don't know, it was just, this movie was just like so, so strange. But in a way, I think that totally makes it worth watching. I'm pretty sure that I saw this when I was a kid because I did remember like a few of the images from it. I didn't remember anything about the plot or anything, but I did remember, you know, I remembered kind of vaguely that doll and like the image of the painting and stuff like in the attic. So I'm pretty sure I saw this when I was a kid. I probably would have been maybe like 7 or 8 years old when I saw this. So because this was totally the kind of thing that I would have watched if it was like on cable and be like, ooh, creepy shit, all right. Apparently there's two versions of this. I'm not sure which one that I saw. So it's, I guess for a long time, it was only like in this really, really shitty like VHS transfer that apparently looked like dog shit. But I guess back in 2017, Severin did a really, really nice, like, restored version of it, like, on Blu-ray. So I don't know if that's the version that's on Tubi or not, because there is an international version, which is like the director's cut, which I think is 92 minutes, 93 minutes, something like that. And then there's like a US cut, which is only 83 minutes. Now I've heard like the US cut, a lot of people had seen that one like in the shitty transfer and said it didn't make a fucking lick of sense. Now, the version I saw, it's on Tubi, I'm pretty sure it was like 92 or 93 minutes, so I'm assuming that's the director's cut, but that didn't really make all that much sense either. So I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure it was take it out for the US version. It was probably just like the gory shit or whatever, but I don't know. It's just like, this is a very, very weird movie, but this is definitely one that, you know, it's Friday night, you have some friends over, you order some pizza, you got some beers, and we're like, let's watch some batshit crazy, like, kind of terrible movie from the 1970s. This one will be right up your alley, I think, because this is just, this is one of the weirdest things I've ever watched. And it's mostly just, like, the dialogue that was so weird. I don't know. It just has this bizarre fucking vibe to it. It's kind of hard to explain. But it's almost kind of like, I mean, if you guys saw, there was another Canadian movie that came out right around the same time period, you know, called The Pit, which probably we should do at some point because that movie is also batshit insane. It has, like, a similar vibe to that where it's just kind of like, where you're watching it and you're just like, what the fuck were they even thinking? Like, what the actual fuck am I watching? It has that kind of quality to it, which I kind of dig that, like, if you're in the right mood, because I'm just like, what, I can't imagine, like, what the people that made this were, like, smoking, but can I have some? You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of movie. So yeah, it's on Tubi right now for free. Like I said, I'm not entirely certain if that's the director's cut or the US cut. I'm assuming it's director's because it's longer, but, you know, maybe it's not. But it looks pretty good. It doesn't look like a shitty transfer. So this must be, they must have, like, sourced it from, like, the Severin one that's been restored and everything. But yeah, definitely get some beers and some pizza and get some of your funniest friends over and, like, have a Riff Trax evening watching this. Oh, now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder if Riff Trax has done this. This seems like this would be right. This would be really good, like, done as a Riff Trax. Maybe I should write to them and say, hey, if you guys haven't done Kathy's Curse, like, you totally need to do this one. But yeah, and so it's super, if you're into, like, Canuck-sploitation, like, Canadian horror movies and stuff, then you should definitely, like, check this one out, because this one's, like, has to be seen to be believed. But yeah, so it's on Tubi. Go check it out. And that will do it for this Flickers of Fear. I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.